All right. All right. Okay. I'm testing. One, two, three. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. Here we go. There we go. What's up? Welcome. Welcome to another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. I am your host, LeVar Walker, and I want to thank all of you for coming out this evening. Had a pretty cool day today, man. I was just, moving and grooving, doing a little bit of content, throwing out some videos for everybody to see, and preparing for my show that I have coming up this weekend in the great city of Baltimore. So shout out to the city of Baltimore. Yes, I'll be on my way to Baltimore at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. Baltimore Comedy Factory for five. What is it? Five? Five big shows. Five big shows. I gotta get there to the city. Get there to the city in the morning. Do some radio for midday. Gotta do the radio. I don't know if anybody listens to radio anymore. Do y'all listen to radio? I don't really listen to radio. I don't even, there's no radio in a Tesla. I don't even know how do you find the radio station. They need to teach people how to turn on the radio in newer cars now. Because there's no radio. Think about that. Ain't no radio. We lived in a time where people were snatching your radio out of your car. We lived in a time where it got so bad that people were stealing your radios. We used to carry the radios with us, the pull-out radio. Who invented that? Who came up with that idea? Who came up with the idea that said, man, they still go bad. I got one more idea. How about we make a radio that you can pull out and carry it with you around the mall? Who came up with that? And then it went from the pull-out radio to the face-off radio. And that was just a little small, you just had your little face on there. Like back in the day, in the early days, in the 90s, 80s, 90s, the man had a bunch of little stuff. Like y'all be talking about that man purse, but the man purse been around for a minute. Since like the 70s and 80s. Dudes would carry their little utilities bags and and we used to have just a lot of stuff because you had to carry the your pull out radio, you got your keys in your hand. You just had it was just a lot of stuff you had to carry back then. But there are no radios. Where's the radio? Who's listening to radio? I remember when radio was exciting. I remember when you would hear somebody on the radio like, oh shit, that's my man on 107 Network. I remember that. I remember that. Y'all don't remember that? That's what radio was. I would call and I remember my first time doing like Tom Joyner. You know what I'm saying? That was a big deal. Like Tom Joyner, you would go to school on Tom Joyner. That was a comforting voice. He would go to school on Tom Joyner every morning. He guided us through. But now it's just so much noise. It's so much from podcasts to television, movies, all this shit on your phone. It's just so much noise. How does the real talent break through? How do these kids, we would, as children, I remember growing up, I could be on the phone with my friend and I'd be like, yo, man, I'm watching this new show on channel 12. And he had turned to channel 12 and we on the phone watching that shit, like, oh shit, like I can still remember seeing The First in Living Color. Like he called me, my homie called me. He said, yo man, you seen this show on Fox? I was like, what show? Man, dog, they be on there like clowning, make fun of people. And I turn it on in living color. We falling out laughing, just hollering, laughing. And you know what's so crazy about this story is I'm about to segue into something else, but in 2012, there was going to be an In Living Color reboot. I was flown out to LA to possibly be a part of that. I didn't book it, but I was flown out to LA. They brought me into the studio, the Fox lot. I get there. They say, I'll never forget this. This was so crazy. So I'm in Fox lot. I get there, man. I could see like the Emmy Awards and shit in the office and all this. So I get there. Somebody goes, Mr. Wayans would like to talk to you. I said, what the fuck? So I walk in the room. I'm sitting. Keem and Ivory Wayans talking to me. I was like, this is fucking crazy. And when they brought me in for this audition of Tess Reed, they gave me sides. So they gave me sides. And Lil Rel was there, and we were both reading the sides and going over the sides, and I'm practicing, heart beating out of my chest. I'm super nervous. It might have been about 20 comics there, like 20 people auditioning for this shit. I'm nervous, whatever. So I'm getting ready to go into the room to, you know, read my signs. Before I walk in the door, Keenan Ivory Wayans comes up to me and balls up the script, throws it in the trash, and says, man, just go in there and be funny. I was like, oh, shit, man. So I just went in there and I just did like a bunch of characters and I'm making faces and shit. It's all kind of shit. And they say it, they really like it. I don't know what happened. I didn't get picked for it, you know what I'm saying? But it was almost there. But that's just an interesting story, man. That shit is crazy. They call me, you get that call out of Hollywood. When they want your way, would be a car at your door, first class flight. That shit is wild, man. But that was an amazing experience, very amazing experience in my career. And in that same year, when that happened, that was the same year I won the Miller Lite stand-up comedy showcase, which is probably what some of you guys have seen me on. With Kevin Hart crying, laughing. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, ain't nobody joining me today. Y'all just checking out on me. I must be boring as hell. Is that what this is? Somebody watch. Well, I'm just going to keep it a bean. I see Joseph, my brother Joseph Chunker in Zambia. We can watch this shit together. Because they are like checking out on my ass. This show, I didn't even have a topic. This show, I just wanted to get on here and talk. I didn't even know what I was really going to talk about, you know. But I just wanted to talk. I really just wanted to see if I could hold you guys' attention just by speaking to you. Now, as you know, here's a little bit of news. As you know, Tyler Perry did not buy BET. I knew he didn't buy BET. I know a lot of people celebrating Tyler Perry owning BET. The Shade Room was celebrating Tyler Perry owning BET. Everybody was congratulating Tyler Perry owning BET. I knew he didn't own BET because he would have said something, duh. But he didn't complete the purchase, and Paramount has pulled the sale of BET. So Paramount, which is the parent company, they own BET, VH1, Comedy Central, they own all those. They wanted $3 billion for BET. Tyler Perry offered them $2 billion. And, you know, people were a little bit up in arms and they were, I mean, come on, $2 billion? Yes. And I'm like, that is short of $1,000 million. People just don't understand a billion. I don't think they can wrap that number around their heads. But I would think, like, since I don't believe a lot of these streamers are profitable, I would think that Tyler would just start his own network. It would seem Tyler Perry should just build his own network from the ground up, and that would probably be the best thing to do. You know, somebody said I'd be looking high. It's late, man. I'm not even high. I'm sleepy, but I just had to make the commitment to this show to jump on here and do what I do. So that's why I'm just sitting here talking. But you know what? We're going to wrap this up. This is going to be the shortest one for the week. I'm going to get out of here because I am very sleepy and I have to fly away. So thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode of the Bar Walker Daily Show podcast. I will see you tomorrow.